KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. A new discovery about a specific kind of brain cell is helping researchers think differently about potential treatments for Alzheimer's disease. Doctors at UCSF have been using CRISPR technology in this study, and we have with us today senior author and associate professor of biochemistry and biophysics at UCSF, Dr. Martin Kampmann, to help break this down for us. Dr. Kampmann, welcome back to As Prescribed.
Thank you for having me, Kathy. Great to see you again.
So tell us about the brain cells you have been studying and why this is a different approach to looking for an Alzheimer's therapy.
Yeah, we have all heard about neurons or nerve cells in the brain that obviously are crucial to the brain function and do the signaling that drives thinking and emotions and all of these important brain functions. It turns out more than half of the cells in our brain are not neurons. They are other types of cells, sometimes called glia cells. And for many decades, these cells have been neglected a little bit. Brain researchers have not paid attention to these non-neuronal cells. And importantly, Alzheimer's disease has not, research has not focused on these other types of cells. But it turns out these cells undergo dramatic changes in the context of Alzheimer's disease. There's inflammation going on. These cell types take on very specific states. And human genetics is telling us that a particular type of cell called microglia cells, which are immune cells of the brain, has huge impact on the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So we decided that we need to focus more on these microglia to both understand what happens in the disease, but to also think about ways that we can maybe therapeutically target microglia instead of neurons in Alzheimer's disease.
So immune cells of the brain, that sort of signals to me that you're talking about something that is responsible for keeping what we don't want in the brain out. Is that about right? And what have you been finding when you're looking closer at these cells?
That's an excellent question. These immune cells of the brain, the microglia, have cousins in the rest of our body called macrophages that are involved in defending our body against pathogens, intruders such as bacteria. Now, normally in the brain, we do not have such intruders, but in the context of Alzheimer's disease, things go wrong in ways that alert these microglia that something is wrong. For example, we get aggregation of specific proteins in the brain that are sensed by these immune cells and trigger their activation. But this activation can actually be toxic, and this neuroinflammation can drive damage in the brain. So we almost have an alarm system that goes awry. And this is what is happening in Alzheimer's disease. And what we are trying to do is to understand how we can target these microglia to limit their toxic functions and instead boost the protective and supportive functions that they have.
And you're doing this both, as I mentioned, with CRISPR technology, but also using stem cells, as I understand it. How does this all fit together?
Great question. And this is really where our new work comes in. Brain cells have been very difficult to study in the context of the brain. Of course, in the human brain, we can't access them. And even in animals, for example, in research animals, they're very hard to target. So one great new technology to study human brain cells in the lab is stem cell technologies. We can get cells that are donated by either patients or healthy volunteers, such as blood cells or skin cells, and we can use stem cell technologies to reprogram them to become stem cells that then can be directed to differentiate into neurons or, for example, microglia cells. So now we have a source of human microglia in a dish in the lab, including microglia from patients, and we can observe their properties. We can make a lot of them, so we can really use all the classical tools of cell biology to study them. But importantly, my lab, for the first time, combined this with CRISPR technology at scale. We can use CRISPR, which is a way to control gene function in cells, to systematically ask, what are the genes that control different states of these microglia cells. What controls their toxic states, their inflammatory states, and what controls their beneficial states? And doing this in a large-scale, unbiased way, we can understand the logic that that drives the different states and behaviors of microglia. And we have, in our first study that was recently published, already uncovered specific genes that control, for example, a disease-associated state of microglia. And this state can, these genes can be targeted with small molecules. Some of them have already been developed. And so we now can think of these microglia almost as little robots that can roam the brain, detect damage, and activate either beneficial or toxic programs. And our technology has identified how to program these robots to do beneficial things. And the vision that we have is that we could use this therapeutically to give conventional small molecule drugs to a patient that act not on the neurons in the brain, but that act on these microglial cells and reprogram them to do beneficial things.
Wow. So if you are kind of taking this technology, what you've discovered, looking towards using it therapeutically, could you also apply this thinking to other diseases?
Absolutely. Talking about microglia, we know that neuroinflammation and changes in immune cells of the brain and the central nervous system play a role in a number of diseases. This includes other neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's disease and ALS, which is a motor neuron disease. It includes also diseases such as multiple sclerosis. And more broadly, what the technology that we developed can be applied to microglia, but also other cell types in the brain that are important, such as astrocytes. And again, astrocytes are also known to take on inflammatory states. So I think we have a first blueprint here for something that we hope will become a very broad platform that will help us understand and therapeutically affect different cell types in the brain in a whole range of brain diseases.
And then big picture, how significant then is it that we are talking about a different path to a treatment for something like Alzheimer's?
This is hugely significant. We have for many, many decades tried to develop effective therapeutics for Alzheimer's disease. And most of this was based on a very small number of molecular targets. You might have heard of amyloid beta targeting therapies. And there have been many failures. Very recently, we've seen signs of hopes with that therapy. But I think the human genetics tells us that A-beta is not everything. We have to pay attention to other types of treatments, for example, targeting these microglia, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Really fascinating. Dr. Kampmann, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Martin Kampmann is senior author of the study we've been discussing and associate professor of biochemistry and biophysics at UCSF. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.